And now there is something that separates us through to the Sardinian reception, which is Sardinia itself. And when we are talking about Sardinia, I'm sure you all know what the Film Commission is. Among the number of so many film commissions, there is one particularly assertive, which is the Sardinia Film Commission. And Sardinia Film Commission is, in a way, Nevina Satta. Nevina Satta is the CEO of the Sardinia Film Commission, vice president of the Italian Commission Association. She's the board of Cinereggio, the EU network of regional film funds. She's a film producer, a filmmaker. She lived for such a long time in LA, and then she came back to Sardinia. And she did so many things. I'm not telling them you, because otherwise they understand how old you are. And I'm joking, of course. This lady, 1 year ago, we were in Locarno, and she told me,
why don't you do something crazy that nobody has done? Let's give space to minority languages in Europe as if they have a voice. And this is what happened. In 3 months, we created Fred at Sardo. Stay here. Yeah. I'm going to be fast because the food is waiting, and we are really excited to hear who won this year competition. We created Fred at Sardo as an excuse to say why cinema told and story told and basically narrated from the festivals, which are perceived as red carpet elite events, cannot be told with the language of the heart, the language that people in Europe speak. More than 40 million of European citizens speak more than 60 minority, regional, or, as you know, indigenous, anyway, languages. That is a huge number, and we felt it was underrepresented because it's true that there is a regulation that Europe has renovated in 1992, and there is a chart that everybody uses to implement and improve the regional and local legislation on the topic. But I personally, being somebody that left her hometown and homeland for more than 20 years and came back, I felt that was like a unique liaison to my family, to my memories, and also to the rich inheritance that each of us carries when discovered to be a world citizen, but still finds the root of the family and its own origins very important. Our idea is to basically show that even a region like Sardinia that has not huge capitals, that has not huge possibilities. We are at the moment in Italy the region with the highest young people unemployment. We reached a rate that is 47%, which is tremendous, and you can imagine it's totally hopeless in a country that is still struggling to find its place in Europe. Showing a movie about Greece or about the illegal immigration, where Sardinia today is one of the regions you all know of Lampedusa, but we are called the second Lampedusa, that is facing the unprecedented and totally unpredictable necessity of finding a plan, a European plan for the immigration and all the migrants that come by boat when they can, or at least they try. Cinema is the language of the soul and the hearts and has to speak the language of the soul. So we thought that as a film commission, it's part of our goal to work on matching the public administration necessities, the public funds availabilities, with what can improve the capabilities of our citizens and of our filmmakers as well as of our youngest members in the audience. I will very briefly tell you, we joined the project so quickly, as Federico rightly said, that we were like the experimental case. We started with few schools that had already participated in the regional programs for expanding and promoting the minority language, which is Lingua Sarda. Like us, other countries have very intense programs to promote and protect the minority language. Think about the Catalonia government or the Welsh Film Fund that gives additional incentives to the funding of film projects that have actually a discrete, consistent percentage of the use of the Welsh as minority language, as well as the EU that has incredible funds that can be implemented in the ability of producers to compose the budget and of the institutions like the film commissions that have to match the two worlds to put together serious, interesting, complex projects that involve the overall phases of the film industry. For us, it started with the idea that we are an island, we are not very rich. We wanted to create a manifesto. We are struggling and fighting with a lot of other European members, this is some materials that I brought, to create a sustainable place for sustainable cinema, with the idea that the world's sustainability doesn't have to mean exclusively eco-sustainability, but of course, sustainability for everything, including work conditions, including the possibility of making a responsible and a level of reciprocity between public administration and private investment, as well as, we think, inclusivity. And that's why when Federico told me that they were developing this very complex project involving unprecedented numbers of European schools and institutions in a way that would bring films that our students would never see, we thought we must be there. We had just launched a program called Heroes 2020, which is a program for short films, web series, and documentaries made in Sardinia to promote the heroes of eco-sustainability. We started from our own backyard. Understanding what is happening with the awareness that single citizens often develop and create challenging projects, in this case, to use renewable energies and reach the goals of Europe 2020 about, reduction of pollution and a more responsible consumption. And we discovered that in Europe we were not alone. The regional funds have been are united, as you know, in various organizations. One of them is Cineregio, have created from now 3 years an annual report on how and what kind of initiatives are developed in each country of Europe and in some special provinces for a sustainable film industry. That means a use of a series of simple choices of common sense or more responsible dialogue between producers, various industries and designers to create sustainable technology, sustainable tools to have a very controlled impact in the environment when we shoot a movie or when we produce a TV series. Well, we thought this is something that we want to teach not only to experienced producers, but also to young, may want to be producers. So the level of interaction we think that Fred at School has provided between the consumption of films that have already been made and the education of young filmmakers, young producers, young production designers is huge. That's why we felt to partner well with a lot of partners in the film institutes, film funds, film commissions all over Europe that participate to the program of Cineregio or to the Filming Europe EUFCN Association. And I'm here, of course, because I think that what we have experienced is great at various levels, including the possibility of collecting precious data. Who are the kids aged between 14 and 16 that speak minority languages? Well, I'll tell you. We went there and we thought everybody would, and we discovered that almost nobody of the kids that had followed the program was able to ever have an experience of cultural consumption in the minority language. Nevertheless, we discovered that more than 70% of our students would speak Sardinian at the cafes, in the shopping malls, and during the beach day of their bank holidays. So that means that there is something that is missing, and we believe that the audiovisual industry can actually create a filling of that gap that could be substantially transformative. Last but not least, in my land, we say that if you want that love is maintained, we say, si querete que zamores amantenzas, pratos andes and pratos benzas. That means plate must go and plates must come back. And in this case, we hope that this symbolic sharing of our flavors is a way to begin a new exchange with you all. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Nevina. I also have to thank Nevina because Sardu was the first minority languages, but we are now starting the Basque language very soon, so we are going into that direction.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.